USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The CDC is announcing its loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations. The new recommendations uses new metrics that place less emphasis on case counts and give more weight to hospitalizations as a key measure of risk, according to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director. CDC officials said the agency will continue to recommend that high-risk people wear masks for their own health and that people who are sick with COVID-19 should wear a mask regardless of whether they're in a low-risk area. Jurors in the trial of former police detective Brian Hankinson visited the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot dead in March of 2020. Hankinson is on trial for three counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment, three of which entered an adjacent unit where a pregnant woman and her 5-year-old son were sleeping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A top Russian hockey player is speaking out about the Ukrainian crisis.
Washington Capitals right wing Alex Ovechkin has expressed his hope for the end to the hostilities after Russia invaded Ukraine.
I have lots of friends in Russia and Ukraine, and it's hard to see the war. Like, I hope soon it's going to be over and there's going to be peace in the whole world. Please, no more war. You know, it doesn't matter who is in the war, Russia, Ukraine, different countries. I think we live in a world like we have to live in peace.
Ovechkin is among many Russian hockey players skating for American teams from the junior levels to the pros. He now has 762 goals, just four behind Jaromir Jagr for third place all time, behind only Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky. Reporting from the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A new survey is showing that most Americans think President Biden is being too soft on Vladimir Putin as he continues to invade Ukraine.
A new Harvard Center for American Political Studies Harris poll showing 62% of those surveyed think Russian President Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if it were Trump instead of Biden in office. Over 85% of Republicans believe he would not have invaded, a sharp contrast from Democrats, with under 40% thinking things would be different. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.